You know, one of the greatest ways to enslave people mentally is to, and an example of what I'm talking about we've got to open our minds. You know, one of the greatest ways to enslave people mentally is to implant their sense of possibility. If you can implant someone's sense of what is a possibility, you will therefore dictate what they believe is possible. I mean, that's an obvious truism, but we're obviously often we forget what's actually in our face. So if you can limit what people believe to be possible, then they will then laugh in the face of information that says what's going on, because they say that's not possible, that can't be done. No, you believe it can't be done. And this is the greatest imprisoning technique that they have. It's imprisoning our sense of perception and possibility. And even in conspiracy research, I meet people or come across people often who can open their minds to a certain level that still encompasses their original belief system, but they can't make that leap out of it into the scale, the real scale of what's actually unfolding before us. And unless we do, we are never going to get to the bottom of what's going on and what's behind it. And if you can't get to the projector, you can't change the movie. And that's why it's like Einstein said,